very auspicious day, very important day for devotees of Krishna. The appearance day of Srimati Radharani, we will celebrate. Today first there will be a lecture, then we will chant the 108 names of Radharani, which is really something special. And then there will be the deity darshan, and like this we will go on. And I understand we will break our fast at around 12 o'clock, is that true? Today is fasting. I know some of you are not experienced so much in fasting, but there's great, great benefit to fast for a week or a... Some do fasts for 2 weeks. And some do fasts for a day, but at least for one meal everyone can do, no? So it's a sign that we are tuning ourselves in. We use the time where we are usually feeding our bodies. We use that to spend time with Radharani, or with whomever we are celebrating on an appearance day. So please, it will be good for you if you observe this and get a little out of the, let me say, material way of living. I thought to give a lecture on a verse which I feel is very much connected with the Divine Appearance Day. It's from the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas Tumang Pata. Yes, here it is. And you will see how this is very important for today's festival. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Om Gopijana Vallava Girivarada Ji. Gopi Dana Vallava Girivarada Ji. Yasoda nandana Vraja jana randana. Yasoda nandana Vraja jana randana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. tira vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nittai, Jaya Gaura Nittai, Jaya Gaura Nittai, Jaya Gaura Nittai. Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Bolo Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Before I start, I want to ask you a question. When does a relationship stop, really? Have you ever been in relationships and then it stopped? Friends, maybe, from your childhood. Remember all the people with whom you were together. When did it stop? Or if you are a spiritual master, when did your relationship to a certain disciple stop? Or when you are a married woman, when did your relationship with your husband started to fade out? Or when you are a devotee, a normal devotee, when did your relationship with another devotee started to go into the distant? Hare Krishna. Thank you. This is a good question, no? It is a difficult question. It's a question we may not like to even look at because it's really heavy. Let us ask the question in another way around. When you felt that a relationship was somehow becoming a little distant, when did it really start again? Ooh, another question. So, Maharaj, not on an empty stomach, please. These questions. When do relationships get that life which we want to be in them? A good question, no? I'm asking these questions not to torture your poor brains in the morning. I'm thinking of my relationship to Radharani, my relationship to Krishna. Could there be a similar principle working as the principles which work in relationships? I think yes. I personally feel a relationship becomes distant when you really don't have anything to talk about any longer with that person. When there is no longer a reason to sit down and explore something, when there is no longer a really compelling, driving reason that, oh yeah, I should come to the lecture of my spiritual master, when that is no longer there, it will be similar from what I have heard before. No reason to come. At that time, when there is no more something which is really alive and which needs to be shared with that one person, that relationship becomes a little distant. And conversely, it becomes really alive. And you say, I must now address this. I must now, there is something between us. I must talk about it. I must look at this. And I feel this is what goes on in our relationship to Radha and Krishna also, that you feel there is a compelling reason, ein zwingender Grund in Deutsch, that I have to now think about my relationship. And there is something I really wish I want to exchange something. I want to feel something in our relationship. I wish that it is alive. And at that moment, it is almost magical. At that moment, things start to move. And all the very fine, subtle layers which have to be there in a relationship which is alive, especially a spiritual relationship, they become activated, they jump into being, and all of a sudden it becomes a relationship which is full of life. It doesn't mean that it is not always that there are no questions, or that there are that you may have to wrestle with something. No. It just means it becomes alive. It becomes real. So on this Divine Appearance Day, where we have even put a functioning light on Radharani, have you noticed? We have to ask ourselves the question. There is a beautiful painting of Srimati Radharani who has a conversation, a real engaged conversation with her parrot. There must be some really important discussion going on. And What is my relationship to this personality on the white sofa who leans against a bluish, dark bluish cushion? What is my relationship? I mean, I'm speaking of more than an aesthetic relationship, though that's a very beautifully painted picture. I really mean with a personality there. And once you ask yourself the question, it seems that all of a sudden something will come alive, something which you may have looked for many, many thousands of years already. So, Hare Krishna, how's this for a beginning? It's thought-provoking, hopefully, and if you are thinking, that was intended. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. On this very auspicious day, we will read out of the normal order a Bhagavad Gita shloka, which describes to us the emotions of great souls who are approaching Krishna. Mahatmanas tumang pata.
Mahatmanas tumang pata.
Devim prakriti mashrita.
Devim prakriti mashrita.
Bhajantyananya manaso.
Bhajantyananya manaso.
Nyadva bhuta dimavyayam. Mahatmanas tumang pata.
Mahatmanas tumang pata.
Devim prakritim ashrita.
Devim prakritim ashrita.
Pajantyananya manaso.
Pajantyananya manaso.
Gyatva bhuta dimavyayam.
Gyatva bhuta dimavyayam.
Mahatmanastu mangpata.
Mahatmanastu mangpata.
Devim prakritim ashrita.
Devim prakritim ashrita.
Pajantyananya manaso. Yadva bhutadim avyayam. Yes, please, someone else.
Mahatmanastu mam parta.
Mahatmanastu mam parta.
Daivim prakriti mashrita.
Daivim prakriti mashrita.
Ajanti
ananya manaso. Yadva bhutadim avyayam.
Mahatmanastu mam parta.
Mahatmanastu mam parta.
Daivim prakriti mashrita.
Daivim prakriti mashrita.
Ajanti ananya manaso.
Ajanti ananya manaso.
Yadva bhutadim avyayam.
Yadva bhutadim avyayam.
So, Mataji, please, if possible.
Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Jayanti ananya manaso.
Jayanti ananya manaso.
Yadva bhutadim avyayam.
Yadva bhutadim avyayam.
much. Mahatmana, the great souls, two, but, mom, unto me, Pata, O son of Prita, Daivim, divine, Prakritim, nature, Ashita, having taken shelter of, Bhajanti, render service, Ananya Manasa, without deviation of the mind, Yatva, knowing, Bhuta, of creation, Adim, the origin, Avyayam, inexhaustible. O son of Prita, Krishna says, son of Prita, that's Arjuna, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
Krishna. We have such a nice sound system, and I'm wondering, is there a reason why we don't use it so nice? I need to really speak loud, Gaurahari, but now the sound system is available, we can use it. Yes.
Purport. In this verse, wonderful, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He's under the control. He's not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the seventh chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of a great soul, Mahatma. So, I want to read the last verse. These Mahatmas are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving means unshakable service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness.
Jai Srila Prabhupada, Srimati Radharani ki jai. Shri Krishna ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai. Prabhupada says about his purport to this verse that this is a beginning stuff, you would say, in modern English, that by surrendering one's souls to the Supreme Personality of God, that is the preliminary formula. In another part, he expresses this in a more, let me say, for more advanced souls. What does this really mean, to surrender under the divine energy? And how to do that really? So he says, we have to approach Krishna. That is in this verse, no? So then he says, so this Radharani, she is the personal energy of Krishna. So Mahatmanas to Mangpata, do you recognize it's the same verse? Devim Prakritim Ashritam. If we take shelter of his external energy, that's Maya, where forgetfulness of Krishna is so very prominent, then we become far and far away from Krishna. But now, if we take shelter of the internal energy of Krishna, Radharani, because she's directly serving Krishna, then it is very easy to approach Krishna. Devim Prakritim Ashrita. That is taking shelter under the divine energy, not the low energy where we are now. The facility of Vrindavan is that you take shelter of Radharani directly, and she will help you to approach Krishna very soon. So that's a higher understanding for those who wish to practice and become Mahatmas. This is how you do it. I like to think about it in very simple and yet very concrete or advanced terms. The simple way is, most of us take shelter in the material energy in practical ways. I think when you get up, you don't think, now I take shelter in the external energy today. The way you do it is, you will take shelter, or you will conduct your life according to I and mine. I am so-and-so, and this is my interest or my plan for the day. No, this is how we are connected with the material energy. It's through a false sense of identification with the body and the mind, the ego. You can try as you want in your spiritual path. You can do many amazing sadhanas, like getting up every day for Mangal Aarti, etc. But if you don't address the main anchor of your material life, this is the false sense of identity, you will be like a person in a rowing boat who has not lifted the anchor. He won't move forward. Now, if you move out of this center in your subconscious mind, not the I am this, you know, what you can see in the passport, no? If you move consciously out of this gravitational field and you think, I'm actually meant to serve Krishna, then it's almost like taking the anchor out of the ground and vroom, something happens with your boat. It is pushed by the water of the river forward. It couldn't move even 1 millimeter beyond the anchor chain. But now where you have removed this, the center of, let me say, active interest, your material life, no? If you have removed that successfully by just thinking, I am a servant of Krishna, something totally unexpected takes place. The Jacob becomes Jayananda Das. The Maria becomes Madan Mohan Mohini Devi Dasi. In other words, you even get a new sense of identity. It's given with a new name. Now, if we think about this in a little bit more, go one step up, what this really means is you surrender to Radharani and you stop being a man or a woman. You become a transcendental personality, a new identity, a servant of Srimati Radharani. I'm very careful to go deep into this area of philosophy because it is very new for some of you, but it's an identity change. Let us say, hint so much. And that's profound, man. That's really something which is amazing. It's really shocking of sorts to hear about it. It's completely new. So this is what it means to give up the shelter of Maya and to give up to start cultivating this the shelter of the spiritual world. It goes only with a change of identity. If you don't address this point, Prabhupada used to say, "I'm not the body." It's a way of saying, "I'm entirely spiritual. I'm entirely blissful. I'm entirely full of knowledge. I'm an eternal. I'm Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi." So this is really something which I request you to keep in mind, because if you do not keep this in mind, the whole world of Radha and Krishna will be pulled by the small eye. The small eye means the ego. It will be pulled on the platform of material things, its material world and material understanding, and we won't be able to this world belongs to a greater personality. It belongs to God, Radharani's world, and to you, as not the small I, but the greater personality, the spiritual personality. That's why very often we find great acharyas like Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very hesitant to speak about Radharani, because you know they know their audience has not made the shift from the small I to the greater understanding. They know, and they will therefore, whatever, you know, when the small I is active, it will always try to pull the bigger things on its level. Have you noted when you have some little problem, everything begins to be pulled down in this problem of the ego, not the ego problem. The whole world doesn't make sense. Krishna consciousness doesn't make sense any longer, because the small I will always try to pull the things of the bigger world on its level. Because if it wouldn't do it, it would lose its existence, its reason to exist. So yeah, Hare Krishna. So I would like to now start my Radhashtami lecture. There is a song, Madhavati Ti Bhakti Janani. It's a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Madhava, O Krishna, your titis, your festivals, or Madhavi Titi, Radharani, your festival, Bhakti Janani, it's the birth of bhakti, of love and devotion, which comes. See, all of us have an inherent desire to feel pleasure. We will always work to avoid it, misery and to feel pleasure. No? Every one of us. You came to this lecture because you thought, hopefully it's interesting and not boring. If it's boring, you would not come, or you would stand up in the midst of the lecture. You still have to decide for yourself. So from where does this amazing insistence on pleasure come? It comes from Krishna. Krishna is full of pleasure, and he always expands his pleasure by expanding his pleasure potency. Who is Srimati Radharani? They engage in ever new pastimes. It's ever new, it's ever fresh. It is full of the most divine delights you can imagine. We have this understanding that Krishna expands pleasure, his potency to be himself. It's like fire which expands light, or a substance like musk which expands a fragrance. First you feel, you smell it in 1 meter circumference, then it expands and it catches the nose even of someone who, if it's a good fragrance, who moves 20 meters away from the source. It's expanding. So Krishna's energy is unlimitedly expanding, unlimitedly his pleasure potency is expanding. And as a part of Krishna, a small part of Krishna, you actually also have that inherent nature. You want pleasure, and you want that the pleasure expands, that it's not stale, that's not always the same any longer. A spark has the same qualities as the fire. Now, the moment, my dear devotees, you make the mistake to think I can find this expanding pleasure in the material energy, you are mistaken. Because the material energy has always a limitation. There is not unlimited eating. It's not possible. You have to stop at one stage, even eating the best preparation. There is unfortunately not unending love. There is some exchange of affection, certainly, but it comes always to a limit, limit. Therefore, you find always quarrels in a loving relationship, because it can't go on and on and on unlimitedly in the world. And even if there is this rare case that there is a 1008% compatibility, that's not possible, 100% compatibility, there is a time of death where the lovers are separated by the thought of time. Shoop, it's all over now. No. So in this world, if you want to find pleasure, expanding pleasure, like it's the nature of the spiritual energy, you must be frustrated. Even the nicest house which you have, at some time you feel bored sitting in the house. Maybe you have noted. Even the nice song which you hear. It's not ever fresh. At least you need to make a pause from time to time and not hear it just 20 hours, 24 hours a day. No, it is. But when, my dear devotees, the Mahatmas, when you wake up to this fact, and you are on the way to become a great Mahatma, you say, I do not want to take shelter in this Maya any longer. I don't want to go on the way I have been going on any longer. I do not wish to end like this. A human being who tried but did not try enough. You understand, let me take now shelter of Krishna. Let me take shelter of a great soul. Let me try to arrange my life accordingly. Let me make some adjustments here and there that I also can be more in Krishna consciousness. This is, kings have become Mahatmas. Beggars have become Mahatmas. At that point where they understood, I'm tired of serving this illusory concept of life, this Maya. I want to take shelter now under the divine energy. And I will do this by connecting with the essential principle of that divine energy. Do you know what is the essential principle of the divine energy? Oops, another. It's service, yes. Service means, if you do it correctly, not the type of service where I serve you, but can we do a selfie, you and me together afterwards? I want to put something on Twitter. You know, but when you do selfless service, where you just want to please, at that time you enter the realm of Radharani. You enter the realm of the higher energy. In your chanting, I was thinking about this when I was chanting. When I was chanting, it was very cold for me. I'm not such a strong German as I used to be. So I'm a little cold in the morning. And I was thinking, oh, God. And my stomach is not well this morning. And I was starting like this. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Ooh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. What is the time? Oops, inhuman early time. Krishna, Krishna. Then I thought, hey, Mr. Chanter, you used to sing a song, you know. Do you want to hear my encouraging chanting song? We are the chanters, my friend. We will be chanting till the end. Do, 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 do. When I'm in Maya, I sing like this. And then I go, okay, chant. No, some encouragement is sometimes necessary, maybe. In this way, life gets the certain spice back. Idea of switching from the material energy, from switching from material motivation to the spiritual energy and to spiritual motivation to chant for the pleasure of Krishna. At that moment, you have entered the kingdom of Radharani. And she will say, come, come. We will have to test you a little bit, how serious you are. Come a little bit closer, please. So this is the idea of Radhastami, choosing the platform or changing the platform of existence. Once we hear, Krishna wanted to find out why is Radharani serving me all the time and loving me all the time? Her devotion is so great. The word bhakti, like to hear this, comes from the root word bhaj. And bhaj, the Garuda Purana explains us, means serve. No. So what is going on in Radharani? So Krishna, being very, very intelligent, dressed himself up as a shy woman. He came in a sari to Radharani's court, where she was. Court means inside the house. There is an area. And she sat down, Krishna sat down and didn't say anything. So Radharani looked at this new girl, which she had never seen before, and who in fact was never seen before in Vrindavan, and asked Lalita, who is this who has just come? Lalita said, I have not seen her as of yet. Radharani said, I feel so attracted to this new girl. I would like to sit close somehow and make her my best friend. So Radharani went, and as she came closer, she felt signs of ecstasy, and she thought it must be extremely qualified. She looked at this lady who did not look at her at all, who sat just down, very morose. And Radharani said, there must be some great pain in your heart. But by the way your effulgence is, I can see you are a very special person, and my heart wants to be your friend. No answer, nothing. Krishna was silent. Then Radha said, my father Vrishabhanu gave me a first class oil which removes distress. We will just undress you and put this beautiful oil all over your body. Krishna said, well, this takes a bad turn for me. So he withdrew even more, because how, if that would happen, the whole Leela would be impossible to continue. No, said Radha, you don't need to be shy. We are amongst women, you know. This is absolutely man-proof, this area. No need. Please, if you laugh like you laugh, it shows the educated ear that you have not listened to the first part enough. This is not like what we experience in this world. It is different, but it sounds similar. So stay in a place where you see, well, I may not yet understand, but it's something really, really of far out the way the Leela develops. And then you could also laugh, but your sound will be different. It will be more with bhakti, your sound, when you laugh. Radharani understood that her guest would never allow that this special oil would be applied on her, and said, you know, we are amongst ourselves. We are ladies. Ladies like to talk about things which distress their heart. Talk. Why are you so miserable? So Krishna, in the voice of a beautiful lady, gave a big sigh. Sighs like, oh, it's really bad, said Radharani. Yes, it came out of all of Krishna. I'm a demigoddess. I have watched how there was always a flute coming from the earth, a flute sound, and all the ladies in the higher planets became totally bewildered and thought of leaving their husbands because they felt so attracted to whoever it was who played the flute. Then we found out it was the son of Nanda Maharaj who plays this enchanting flute. And especially I became interested to inspect him a little bit. And I found out he is a rascal. He gives you, the best of all girls, promises which he doesn't keep. Do you remember when he phoned, when he played his flute in Vansivat, and he called all you gopis and then spent time with you personally, but then left you crying? First he said, come, come, come. And then he said, go, 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 I don't want you. I call this cruelty. One cannot do this. One cannot call someone into his intimate friendship and then send them away. That means one cuts their heart. Why? Tell me, why are you the best of all ladies, so much serving this boy? Oh, said Radha, and she started to smile because she thought she was about amongst a lady. I can very much explain to you. Listen very attentively as I will tell the secret of Krishna and of myself. We are one soul. We are absolutely identical. There is no difference between us. So Krishna, in the disguise of a beautiful demigoddess from the heavenly planets, leaned forward like this to hear what Radharani had to say about her love to him. I will give you an example, said Radharani. It sometimes happens that in a lake there are two lotus flowers, one bluish and the other yellow. And it sometimes happens that they bloom from a single stem, that come from a single stem. In the same way, our two bodies, one blue, Krishna, and one yellow, they are connected as one life, just like the two lotus flowers who grow from one stem. They may appear to be different, but they are connected as one life. Both Radha and Krishna are one supreme, profound soul composed of the topmost rasas. But as bodies, we are separated. As rasa, we are one and the same. Have you ever felt that when you were with someone who you liked very much, you wanted to spend more time with the person, extra time? Have you noted that? When you, I for instance, like Gokrishna very much, and we want to spend extra time. We want to walk, we want to travel, we want to talk. This is a natural when there's affection coming. One wants to come closer. So when there is a certain type of love, one wishes to become so close that one becomes, in one sense, at least for a small moment, one. This idea to become one, to feel that there's absolutely no difference between the beloved, that is originally coming from Radha and Krishna, who are one in their tasting, in their rasa, but as bodies they are separate, so that the rasa can flow, not that it can appear. This is what Radharani told to Krishna. Krishna was just getting goose pimples in ecstasy. Radha was expressing what he felt and could understand now. This is how Radha and Krishna are one, and we have sometimes pictures, have you seen, where they are so close. I have a slide of this. It's pictures in now here we don't have. They really look one. They are fully dressed, but you can't see where does Krishna stop, where does Radha begin. It's somehow a beautiful piece of art. You may Google it, and it will give pleasure to your heart very much. So Srila Prabhupada had something to say about, a lot to say, of course, about what we have discussed. He said the chief pleasure potency is Radharani. And so Radha Krishna are always together, like the energy and the source of the energy. The moment there is no sun, the sun rays, which are the energy, are no longer existence. No? Maya, what is that? Whereas the material energy is conducted by the external potency, Maya. The material energy is conducted by the external potency, Maya. The spiritual world is conducted by what? Internal potency, Radharani. Mm-hmm. So this is something. We often pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. So this is a very, very beautiful fact about Radharani. My dear devotees, I want to chant now with you a shloka where you can feel experience. The five top names of Radha, which are worshipped by the people in the spiritual world. Would you like to do that? Yes. It will also help you, it will change the energy level substantially. Gandharva Bhuta Gandharva.
Gandharva Bhuta Gandharva.
Radha Bada Paharini.
Radha Bada Paharini.
Chandrakanti Shalapangi.
Chandrakanti Shalapangi.
Radhika Bhanuradhika.
Radhika Bhanuradhika.
Gandharvika Swagandhati.
Gandharvika.
Yeah, once again, please. Gandharvika Swagandhati.
Gandharvika Swagandhati.
Sugandhi Krita Gokula.
Sugandhi Krita Gokula.
Iti Panchabhi Ahuta.
Iti Panchabhi Ahuta.
Namabhi Gokule Janai.
Namabhi Gokule Janai.
Yes. We can make this now disappear. Yes, very good. So the last lines, iti panchabhir ahuta namabhir gokuli janai. Gokuli means the people, gokule jana means the people of Gokule. You would be technically the Goloka Janas, the people of Goloka Dham at the moment. You stay here. Sanskrit, we would call you Goloka Janas. It's actually a nice name, no? Goloka Janas. So it says these five names, Panchabhir Namabhir, these five names are chanted by the people of Gokula. There's first Gandharva. Why is the name Gandharva used? Because she was once a wonderful Gandharva girl. This is a girl of a heavenly planet. Rupa Goswami says she sang and danced a whole night. Whole night singing and dancing before a deity of Lord Krishna. And while she danced the whole night before a deity of Lord Krishna, she attained ecstatic bhava, ecstatic love. And she practiced strict celibacy. She rejected marriage proposals. She was determined after that night to only obtain Krishna as her husband. Can you imagine this? Gandharvas typically sing and dance. That's what they do. They are singers. They dance beautifully in the court of Lord Indra, for instance. And she thought, let me dance before a deity of Lord Krishna. And because she did it so nicely, Krishna was somehow pleased and gave her ecstatic love. And then when it came time for her to marry a suitable Gandharva bridegroom, she said, no, I have given my heart away already to Krishna. I want to attain Krishna as my husband. I cannot give my heart to anyone else. Now, I felt this ecstatic love that's one of a kind that I will not be able to experience for anyone else. And therefore she constantly meditated about Lord Krishna and his glories. And that's how she attained him. Now, to make this a little bit more clear, is Radharani is eternal. She was not... here comes the difficult spiritual psychology. I almost don't dare to say it to all of you, but this is part of Radharani who became Radha. There we find, have you ever heard, so-and-so is Lalita and Vishakha, and so on, two combined personalities. So Srimati Radharani in the spiritual sky has absorbed or has integrated this Gandharva lady, and therefore, yes, she obtained Krishna like this, a very, very unusual thing. And therefore, yes, the people of Gokula call her Gandharva. Oh, Gandharva. That's her. Or Gandharvika. Not like this. That's her name, Gandharva. The next name which is mentioned here is, please say, Radha. Yeah. The reason is because she removes all distress and obstacles, therefore she is known as Radha. This is what our Raghunath Goswami says. Radha removes all obstacles and all distress. I somehow like these two first names because they relate to me. They show me what is the way to please Radha and Krishna. To sing and dance with some expression, some meaning. And also, Radha, when I connect with Radha, she will remove my distress and the obstacles which I have still on my path to the spiritual world. The next name is, please repeat after me, after you've heard it, Chandrakanti.
Chandrakanti.
Chandra is, of course, the moon, and Kanti means the light. So Radha's glances, when she looks at someone, it's as cooling as the cool glances of the moon. All your inner heat of material desires, they become cooled by this glass. Then she is known as Bandhu Radhika.
Bandhu Radhika.
Because she worships Krishna as her Bandhu. Bandhu means?
Friend.
Yes, my friend, Krishna. This is how she is known. And finally, oh, I said it already, Gandharvika. Gandharvika, I made a mistake. Gandharva is a unique name, and Gandharvika is another name. Ganda here means, it's without a long A, it's a short A in the beginning. Ganda means what? Fragrance, no? She makes all of Gokula fragrant. Radharani smells so wonderfully, so beautifully, that all of Gokula, where she walks, becomes fragrant by her fragrance. I have a friend in Vrindavan who once shared with me something which he feels very strongly. He always asks himself, why is Vrindavan, why is there an atmosphere which is so absolutely sweet? And also when you are in maybe in the town, it's a little congested, but outside, there's a nice fragrance in the air. And he says, it's because of the sweetness and the fragrance of Radharani, which is here. So these are the five topmost names. I don't want to say top names, like the topmost names of Srimati Radharani. Please repeat after me. Gandharva,
Gandharva.
Radha,
Radha.
Chandrakanti,
Bandhu Radhika,
Gandharvika.
Gandharvika.
Wonderful. Yes, wonderful. So I think time is coming. Yes, I would like to just asked you one more question. This is a question which was for a long time in my mind. The question is, how can one obtain the complete mercy of Krishna? I think I have received some mercy of Krishna in my life. I'm a happy old man, so to say. Yes, I don't know. If you know, I'm scandalously old. And I'm somehow content in my old age. It's rare to find happy old men in Germany. I read some statistic, you know, and so on. I think Krishna has given me some mercy, but I'm asking myself, how do I receive the complete mercy? Once this question was asked to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he said, when Sri Varsha Banavi Devi, that's the name of Radharani. Varshana is where she stays 6 months out of the year altogether. 3 months in Varshana, 3 months in Javat, 3 months again in Varshana, 3 months in Javat. That's how she spends her time in Vrindavan. When she Varsha Banavi Devi, Srimati Radhika, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, accepts someone as one of her own, then only is the full mercy of Krishna accessible to him. So we have to be accepted by Srimati Radharani as one of her own people. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur will explain now what that means in more detail. To be accepted by Srimati Radharani as one of her own means one has to become a Rupanuga, or one of the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. You know, in all the guidebooks of Vaishnavism, you will find that you will approach the deity always through a servant of the deity. That is always there. No? Someone who says he is directly my devotee, says Krishna, is not my devotee really. But someone who says he's a devotee of my devotee, yes, he's a devotee. So someone who says I'm a directly Radha Dasi, it is questionable if Radharani will accept this person as someone very close, as one of her own. But one has to come through a dear follower, Rupa Goswami, who's in the spirit to work. No, Rupa Manjari, who's here in this world, Rupa Goswami. I think it makes a lot of sense, you know, to come into the close association of Radha. You need to know how this is done. Nowadays, I know I gave a retreat once in Radha Desh, and someone who had been for the first time in Radha Desh visiting this, he asked, "It's what's the dress code in Radha Desh? It's a cultured person, you know. Should I wear my leather shorts? You know, like Jim Morrison? Or he always had leather pants, or sometimes, or a Hell's Angel? Or what is the desired dress, you know? Or ladies might ask, how do we come and?" To the temple, and they will be informed. You dress a little decently, maybe. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. No, it's a normal question. So you need to know a little when you want to enter the spiritual world. Not really the dress code, but some things, how do they move there? How do they do things there? What do they believe there? How do they activate their life there? And you can never go wrong with this one thing. They are servants, you know. They serve. They are not trying to enjoy. They try to serve in a way that gives pleasure. Now, if you want to know further details, then it's good to read this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a book of Rupa Goswami, where he really explains what is spiritual life, what is the sadhana, what is the behavior there, what one does in spiritual life, no? And then one is becoming qualified. So the full mercy of Krishna is acceptable to Radharani and her line, you know, her servants. He can only attain this fortune, complete mercy, if he can become the Kinkara. Kinkara means a servant of Sri Guru, who is a follower of Sri Rupa Goswami. That's his answer, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's answer. So you know, notice his logic here. Yes, become a servant of Radha. That's best done by becoming a servant of the servant of Radha. Like this. In simple words, because we want to leave the lecture with something practical, try to make this shift in your life where you don't serve your ego any longer. And your ego sounds, I mean it in a purely analytical way. Try to not serve this one center of your personality. Try to serve the other center of your personality, the more spiritual center, by inquiring how to do that. This is something for those of you who say, Maharaj, I don't like complicated things. Tell me something simple. If you like to go a little bit further, then I can recommend you today to really start to connect with Srimati Radharani, and we will do this through her holy names. I have now, someone has, maybe Ojashvi I see next to you, or Gaurahari will do, you can distribute the names of Radharani, and we will do something now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Aha, we have. Then we can. Yes. What we can do is, we will do this now, and if you have questions, maybe you want to go have questions where you give me a chance to tell how to move even further, like you know, coming close to Radharani. One should always come close to the devotees of Radha and ask them all types of questions that Sri Raghunath Goswami says. So we can have a question and answer session afterwards. I'm hearing the deity department is there's something special happening on the altar. So I'm sorry, I don't understand. Yes. Oh my, no, but if we have time, Gaurahari, because we are not so many devotees, it might be good if we chant all this together. And and afterwards do a little kirtan and offer them flowers. So Hare Krishna, we will go now on a long road together, long journey together. Some of you look already, oh my God, so many pages of chanting. No. If you chant this prayer, that consists of the great, of the beautiful nectarian Radha Nam, the names of Radha, if you chant it with love and with humility and with eagerness, you will certainly and quickly have darshan of Lord Krishna. And next to Krishna, who will stand there? You know everything for this lecture, yes. yes. This has a certain history which is very, very, very exalted. Do you remember we spoke of the change of identity as important? In a simple way, a normal person becomes a dasa or a dasi. No? So here we find Raghunath Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, they are the holders of our lineage, of our sampradaya. He was often very distressed because he felt he didn't see Srimati Radharani. Now, he was so, in the later part of his life, he was so much eager to have the darshan of Radha that he only managed to drink one glass of buttermilk. He kept himself fully alive. He could do many obeisances. He was with one glass of buttermilk, a real sadhu. Don't try to imitate this. This is difficult for a long time. No? So, as he was praying and staying at Radhakund, Srimati Radharani would often appear to him and give him the darshan. So he composed these verses with the idea to give conditioned souls like us the darshan of Radha and Krishna. And yes, we have to chant for a long time. It will not take very long, you will see. But when you do this, don't forget to do a little framing in your mind. Imagine yourself coming to that point in your life where you are no longer satisfied with what the world of this energy, which surrounds you at the moment, has to offer you. And you really are coming into anxiety or an eagerness where you want to take shelter of Radha's lotus feet. So this is exactly the image. Raghunath Goswami sees himself as a munjari, little girl of around 11 years old, very extremely beautiful, his spiritual identity, and she is a servant of Radharani and tried to find Radharani, but on that day Srimati Radharani was somewhere and had her location, exact location, was unknown to this little 11-year-old child, for whom Radharani was everything, including the mother, the most beloved object, everything, you know. So she went to the Radha Kund, and on the bank she just fell and was crying, and out of her eager chanting, the following names came out. So I think what we will do is we will chant the first lines. I have to see. Yeah. I need to find the tune first. Beautiful. Got it. Avikshyat Meshwarim Kachit Brindavana Maheshwarim Tat Padam Boja Matraika Gatiya Das Yati Katara Patita Tatsarastire Rudat Yata Ravakulam Tashri Vraktreshana Vaptyai Namanyetani Samyago. Okay. So this was the introduction. It described to us again the scene. Are you already lying on the bank of the Radha Kund, crying in great anxiety, or do you just think about something else? If you still think about something else, it will help you to sit a little bit straight, please. Yes. You're not sitting straight as of yet. How do we sit straight then? Yes. Come a little bit forward. No bent. What is it called? You know, straight in the back, especially where you touch the floor. Ooh. Have to sit a little bit. Okay, what else do we have to do? Love. Oh, love is difficult in my stone-like heart. Humility. Yes, that's easy. I'm a fallen soul. That is clear. What else? And eagerness. Yeah, I guess I need some help. And so you need to get into these moods. Otherwise, it will be just a ritual. You need to see if you can connect yourself. So I request you to sit a little. Look at the painting. Connect with the painting, please. What do you see? Inside a flowering forest, the personality who's most dearest to Krishna, Srimati Radharani, she has on her right hand a parrot. Somewhere where you can't see it, maybe in front, there's a little box with pomegranate seeds. Parrots like pomegranate, these red things, and she feeds her parrot because she wants him to listen to a message she will send to Krishna. This parrot will soon fly and give Krishna the message. So you are here in this world. You are trying to find some entry into bhakti. And you know, on this day, if you chant this prayer, it's a stotram of 108 sweet names, the Krishna is satisfied, Radha is satisfied. At the end, we will offer flowers and like this. I will one time chant it alone so that we get the melody. The Radha. It's a little high. Ah. Gandavika Goshta. One time alone and then all together, please. Alone means at this moment, just please listen to catch the tune. Radha Gandavika Goshta Yuvarajai Kakamita Kandarva Radhika Chandra Kantiya Madhava Sangini. All together now. Radha Gandavika Goshta Yuvarajai Kakamita Gandava Radhika Chandra Kantiya Madhava Sangini. Together. Damodara Advaita Sakhi Kati Kot Kirti Deshvari Mukunda Daita Brinda Dhamila Mani Manjari Bhaskaro Pasikar Vasha Bhana Vibrisha Bhanuja Ananga Manjari Cheshta Siddhama Varajottama Kirtida Kanyaka Matri Sneha Piyusha Putrika Vishakashayaya Preshta Vishaka Jivitadika Pranadvitiya Lalita Brindavana Viharini Lalita Prana Lakshaika Raksha Brindavaneshwari Brajendra Grihini Krishna Praya Sneha Niketanam Braja Gopa Gopali Jiva Matraika Jivanam Sneha Labira Rajendra Vatsala Chuta Puvaja Govinda Pranayadara Surabhi Sevanatsaka Tritanandishvara Kshema Gamanat Kanti Manasa Swadeha Dvaita Dhadrishti Dhanishta Dheya Darshana Gopendra Mayahi Sipaka Shalavedi Prakashika Ayovadaka Radhana Rohini Grata Mastaka Shubalanyasta Sarupya Subala Prititoshita Mukaradrik Sudanaptri Jatila Trishti Bishita Madhu Mangala Namakti Janita Smita Chandrika Ponamasi Bahi Kelat Pranabandara Sarika Swagana Dvaita Jivatu Svijahankara Vadini Swagano Pendra Padabdya Spashalambana Hashini Sviya Brindavano Dhyana Paliki Krita Dvendaka Gyata Brindata Visarva Latataru Mrigadvija Isha Chandana Sangrista Navakashmira Deyabhya Java Pushpa Prabhari Patachinaru Namvara Charanabhyatala Jyotiya Aruni Krita Bhutala Harichita Chamatkari Charunu Puranishvasa Krishna Shranti Harashoni Pita Falgita Gantika Krishna Sarvasya Pinodyat Kuchanamani Malika Nana Ratna Lasat Chanka Chuda Charu Bujadvaja Smantaka Mani Brajam Mani Bandati Bandura Suvana Darpana Jyotiya Ulan Himukha Mandala
Pakvadadima bijabha Danta krishtab gadmi chuka Abjara gadi krishtabhya Kalika gana bhushana Sobhakya kajalankakta Netra nindita kanjana Subrita mokti muknakta Nasika tila pushpika Sucharu navasastudi Tila kanchita balaka Divya veni vinirduta Kiki pincha varastuti Netranta sharavitvangsi Krita chanurajittari Spurat kaishora tarunya Sandi bandura vikra Mara valla sakon mata Pikoru madura svara Pranayuta shata peshta Mara vat kirti lampata Krishna pangata rangotyat Smita piyusha buddhura Punji bhuta jagalaja Vaidakti dikta vikraha Karuna vitravateha Mutiman madhurigata Jagat gunavati varga Giyamana gunochaya Shashadi subhada brinda Vandyamorunu sobhaga Vinavadana sanita Rasalasya visharada Narada pramukhot gita Jagat ananda satyasha Govardhana guha geha Nilihini kunja mandana Chandangsu nandini pada Bhagini bhava viprama Divya kundalata nama Sakyadama vibhushita Govardhana daraladi Shingarasa pandita Girindrada vakshashini Sankuchadari jivanam Gokulendra suta prema Kama bupenda patanam Vrishavitvangsa narmokti Svanimata sarovaram Viharamita degita Girinda dara parinda Rati yodoru singhika Svatanu sora bonmati Krita mohana marava Dodola chandikita Vyakuli krita keshava Nija kunda tati kunja Klipta kelika lodhyama Divya mallikololasi Shaya kalpita vikraha Krishna vama bhuyanyasta Charu dakshina gandaka Savya bahulata bada Krishna dakshina satbuja Krishna dakshina charura Shlishta vamururambika Girindra drikvaksho Madi sustana bhavata Govinda dara piyusha Vasita dara pallava Shuddha sanchaya charukti Shitala Govinda gyana tambula Raga rajat kapolika Krishna samboga safali Krita manmata sambhava Govinda majito dama Rati prasmina sanmuka Vishaka vijita krida Shranti nidralu vigraha Govinda charananyasta Kaya manasa jivana Svaprana buddha niyamancha Hari para rajakana Anumatra shudatasha Sapyamanatma lochana Nityanu Tanagovinda Bhaktar Subrang Sadashanam Nishimahari Madhuya Sondarya Jika Bogini Sapatnya Dhamma Murali Matra Bhakya Katakshini Gadha Buddhaya Vanarkita Jita Vamsik Vishkashini Namokti Chandikot Fulla Krishna Kamapti Vadini Braja Chandrendiya Grama Vishrama Vidushaklika Krishna Savendriyon Mudhi Radit Yakshara Yukmaka Idang Sri Radhika Namnam Ashtotara Satotjalam Srilara Lambakam Namam Stotram Charurasayanam Yodite Paramapritya Dinakatara Manasa Sanatama Chirenaivam Sanatam Ikshate Dhruvam. And once again, text 3 and 4, please. Rara Ganda Vika Goshta Yuva Rajai Karamika Ganda Vara Vika Chandra Kantimarava Sangini Damodarai Trasyasakhi Kati Kot Kirti Deshwari Mukunda Daita Brinda Damila Moni Manjari. It's wonderful. The first name really is Radha in this text, and the last name, text, you can see text 45, yes, it's also Radhe, Akshara Yukmaka. Yes, Hare Krishna. May these exalted blessings come true to all of us, so that one day also we will be considered worthy and eligible, qualified, so that we will just be taken. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Yes, my dear devotees, this was what I wanted to say. There's a lot. In the afternoon I prepared a pastime which at least for me was very new. It comes from Gopal Champu, but here I want to see if you have any questions which you would like to ask at this time. Bhavini is here. Hare Krishna. Bhavini is the name of Radharani. We have 15 minutes for this, and then maybe I will already tell the Gaurahari. In 15 minutes, we will need the flowers, please. Hare Krishna. Was a lot to hear, no? What do you think about such a... Then I have a question for you. What do you think about such a festival day? What is there any thought amongst some of you? Yeah?
We are always advised to approach Radha and Krishna through the devotees and through the spiritual master. Is it actually good that we try to, maybe in an artificial way, a relationship with Radha and Krishna? Is this a correct way to do it, or we should always follow the...
Going through, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have thought a lot about it, and the question was, we are always approached, we are always advised to go through devotees,
to Radha and Krishna, and not directly. Am I correct to assume that there is no direct path in Krishna consciousness? We will not directly address. I believe those who say you cannot directly approach, they are very practice-oriented devotees, something which is really also important. But I feel they overlook in their zeal, in their eagerness for practice, a very important point which is understood to be is taught in as under the category of sambandha. You do have a relationship. I have seen in our movement, because we tend to focus on one aspect and don't always look at the whole picture, something which has happened as a result, which is unwanted, that devotees feel we can never approach Krishna, we are always too far away from Krishna, we can never serve him directly. That I have seen. It, especially, you know, we are giving these retreats now in India, and we work very closely with devotees' spirituality. We address the question. Both Burijan Prabhu and myself have seen that, and we had to ask the question, is that correct? Is that entirely correct? Is that the only thing? And the answer is, if you look through our scriptures, so often we are advised to see ourselves as the servants of Krishna, punkt. We are told we have a relationship with Krishna. That is, that relationship means you and me. A song, you and me and sunshine. Not even sunshine, you and me, because even in the night when the sun is not there, there is this relationship. It's just between two. Here about Radharani, Prabhupada says, I will say this a little bit later, I will read this a little bit later, but the essential sentence, instead of approaching Krishna directly, you go to Radha and give her the flower. That means, here's the flower, here's Radharani, here's the hand, directly. And when you chant the names of Krishna, you say Hare Krishna. That's a direct address. It's not over someone. Can you maybe chant for me, you know, or can you great devotee, do this for me? You directly approach Krishna. It's really very, very important to cultivate this direct relationship. In deity worship, you are thinking, I'm now serving the deities. I'm in a cycle, making circles. Now, is the other point irrelevant? No, it's extremely relevant. Because once you want to know, once you want to approach a person who's direct, you need to know how to get to them. Like I once wrote a letter to a very famous and very conscious musician. I wrote it directly, and it never got there, because so many write, and he maybe gets a day, I don't know, a full room of letters like this. It's called fan post. But I now found a person who is a friend to this famous person, and he says, anytime you want to see him, I can try to arrange. So, Krishna. So if I want to come to Krishna also, I will see how that is possible. I will find out the exact way. I will learn it. I will learn to it will be important for me. Like if I'm on the altar and serve as a pujari, it will be important for me to learn the mantras so that when I do everything, my pujas, I will be able to speak the mantras. No? I will learn the processes because I want to offer pleasing service. I don't want to just offer me, but I want to, and then when it comes to the, to some more concrete practice, all of a sudden the devotees are very, very important. But this doesn't mean it's an either or. It has to be both. Like sometimes in movements, the representative is made to be God in the followers. Mm. Leonard, now we can offer the window, open the window. I know in our movement it happened where we all of a sudden said, Prabhupada, you are our God. Prabhupada's answer was, this is the end of this Hare Krishna movement. He was so very disturbed that he left the movement. He thought, it's now on a crash course. Something went totally wrong here. He went to Japan, he hit himself. It was his newly initiated sannyasis who said this. It was a huge, it shook the movement. This is the end. Because he came to teach you a part of Krishna. Serve Krishna. Bhaja Krishna. Worship Krishna. Chant his name. Serve him. It is so important that both aspects, and here Bhagavad Dharma and all of us, you will find spiritual life can never be understood only with one approach. You have to take various approaches. It starts very early, I remember my approach was one-sided. I was thinking, okay, I'm a spiritual soul. I will just ignore the body. And I did things you can't believe. I did not have shoes, take shoes in the winter. I did not eat except one apple to just keep me alive for 1 year, any food, because I thought I'm a soul. And only if I'm in Maya, an illusion, do I think I'm the body? Yes, Mr. Greenhorn. Yes. TK, you have listened to one part of the philosophy. Why did you fall asleep when the second part came? That as we are now in the material body, we use everything in such a way that from the material energy, that our service can go on right. You have to take two approaches, at least. By the way, you have to take many more, but at least two approaches. You walk on two legs, you have always to see two things at the same time. So it's very important, yes. There are quotations that we can not approach Krishna directly, that we have to go through a devotee. Yes, that is there. That is there in scripture. But it is also balanced with another explanation that, yes, we should offer flowers on Jamashtami to Krishna. We should, on Radhastami to Radha, we should think ourselves of servants. Both things need to be kept in mind. Just like also, the Lord is Achintya Beda Abeda Tattva. He's everything, and at the same time, he's different from everything. It's the mind, material mind, cannot understand this very easily, but therefore Krishna is beyond the material mind. I like this so much in Krishna consciousness. If the God I worship is a God I understand, I would not be inspired to worship, because my understanding is limited. I know this. Think through this mind. Unless Krishna is merciful and gives all of a sudden something from beyond the mind. Hare Krishna. Thank you for this very good question. Gaura Bhavani. Is it you? Bist du's? Du hast dich äußerlich verändert. Ja. No, actually, I thought your hand was just going through the chin. I thought you were, sorry, I made a mistake. Anyone else? Well, then you have to give me an answer. What do you think today? Do you think something? No, yes, middle. Gaurahari, what do you think today?
I hope for the mercy. I'm a little dull of kindness, but I hope for the mercy.
Questions and answers are meant to apply the philosophy to a personal level, but so I will do the same thing, the personal principle here. Let me share with you, my dear devotees, something which is personal. You know, when you look through the eyes of faith, you see Krishna everywhere, and if you don't look through the eyes of faith, you see him nowhere. So it's sometimes when devotees talk together and they say something, a pot falls down in the kitchen and the faithful devotee says, it's confirmed by Krishna. Now a psychologist will say, a pot fell. What does this have to do with your conversation? Please, a little bit rational, no? But someone who is believing in Krishna will see Krishna everywhere, and someone who is not believing in Krishna will see him nowhere. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj his father asked him, where is your God? And he said, everywhere. And of course, this was too abstract, you know, everywhere. Where do you look? Hiranyakashipu said, is he there in the pillar? Prahlad says, yes. Because, and it said, at that moment he saw Krishna looking out of the pillar. No, he's not in the pillar, said Hiranyakashipu. I will show you. And he wanted to break the pillar to show that there was no God. And of course, the Lord came out and so on. But now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we are somewhere between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. That is, sometimes we are leaning towards the Prahlad side. Yes, he is there. We are very alive in Krishna consciousness. And sometimes we are on the Hiranyakashipu side. We see him nowhere in our life. Our life has become just a mundane religion, not a spiritual experience. You know, religion gives you words. Spirituality gives you an experience. That's a difference. So on this day, I have to check into my own spiritual life. I have to think about the times when I felt Radharani very closely. It was during a time when I had a lot of, you know, I'm going once a year to Vrindavan. Up till now, almost every year, I have made certain experiences in the holy name, in the holy Dham, which has convinced me of Krishna's presence, but you know, visually and everything, you know, not just a belief but an experience. And on this Radhastami, I'm just thinking a little bit. I'm humbled, to be very honest with you. My life is so busy. There's so much planning going on when I'm not busy, and there are so many things which, with a little attention, could become extremely wonderful. And I'm, of course, now putting my attention there. But what I constantly see, and I'm not satisfied with this, that as I put all my attention, because I'm not very, I need really everything to give, that I'm sometimes absorbed, it seems, by these projects. And on when there is a Radhastami coming, or Jamashtami, or Prabhupada's appearance day, I'm getting all, wait a minute, now it's about the person for whom I'm doing all of this. Now it's all about the person for whom I'm trying to serve. Now it's all about the person why I have become like this, and I'm not something. I clearly have no clear imagination what I would be if I would not have taken this path, because I was very young, you know. 16 years is not an age where it's very clear what you will become. Could have become a pop star. Not a pop star, but I could have gone that direction. I could have gone the way to earn a lot of influence in society. The door was open. I could have done this and that. Many options. There were a few options, but I was not really decided. So I can't tell you now. I can't imagine what I would have become. It's too long away. I'm almost 50 years on this path. 16 years of my material life are just like a very short dream for me now, so on. But I'm thinking on this day, how can I make my relationship with Radharani and Krishna more? Gaurahari told me yesterday, oh, we're looking so much forward, my wife and me, to go to Vrindavan, because it's known that in Vrindavan one is usually more in touch with Krishna and Krishna consciousness. It's our high spiritual highlight. And I said to Gaurahari, if I'm very honest with you, I'm deadly afraid to go to Vrindavan. I will go. Tickets are already there. If everything can change in the world, but if Krishna allows me, I will come. If Radharani is merciful. But I know what it will be. The first 2 days, oh, everything is too loud. Oh, it's all stinking here. Oh, where's the hygiene, please? Oh, no. Oh, people are so superficial. Oh, and the bridge bossies, they don't like me. And, they think I will always be a Westerner. And, they're only interested in money, and I have no money, at least not with me. The material energy will come. And then the earlier I can get on my belly and just pay my obeisances and say, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I am a servant and I came into this land to give my service. Please accept. And then I will be tested. I know if I'm sincere, sometimes very brief. And then all of a sudden I go through the portal. I'm no longer in the material world. I cannot understand how was I ever, why did I spend a whole year in the West? What was wrong? Everything is wrong there. Everything is right here at this moment and so on. And the change has come. Therefore, for me personally, I want, while I'm in the West, make that change. Confirmed. You know, when you give a lecture in the university, everyone goes like, so maybe Radharani was going like, this is what I think with the eyes of faith. And you will think that the pujari was nailing something on the wood, but I don't think like this. This shift of levels is so important. There was an important psychoanalyst, psychotherapist. His name was Richard Alpert, and he was in Harvard teaching psychology, I believe. When next to him in his office, I will tell you this another time. It's though extremely interesting, but I wanted to do we have time. Then I will do just very fast. So he was working with the human psychology, and his interest was to help people to make a shift in their consciousness. Like all psychologists, all psychotherapists, like all coaches, and like all even preachers want to do this. So next to him in his office goes this Timothy Leary, who makes experiments with psychedelics. And Richard Alpert meets this person, tries it out, and finds out in his case, when he takes a little something, a psychedelic substance, then all of a sudden he gets to another consciousness. And he has experiences of God even. He sees God. So they start to make experiments. One group of students does the religious life. Another does the substance life. Substance only for an hour. And they compare the groups. And the groups who take the pill are faster there in a peaceful, compassionate, vast consciousness, and the religious people are not. So he thinks, wow, this is the fast way. Then he notices their effects, people turn crazy after some time, and if they take too much, they have to be committed to the mental hospital. He sees not only there are other less harmful side effects. Wow. Then he goes to India, starts to chant, and begins to understand, my God, if I chant properly, I'm going even beyond the experiences which I have with the substances. Wow, it's all inside. I don't have to go outside and take a substance from outside. And he comes back from India, a changed man who speaks about meditation, reading the Gita, leading a connected life, and so on. Oh, a very famous example, very influential example. So I'm thinking also like this. I want in the West also to have that spiritual life which is alive, the holy name which is totally alive. And by the way, it's I mean, I want to say it's not so bad. I'm here at the moment, a preacher. I told you in the beginning, I'm a satisfied old man. But I want to say, today on this appearance day, where I know there's unlimited possibility, unlimited opportunity waiting for me on the path of Radharani, I become really thirsty. And I want to request all of you, don't ever stop to be hungry. Stay hungry, stay thirsty in your spiritual life. Don't fall to the trap that you become, that there was an initial spark, and this spark wanes down over the years, and you become totally absorbed in the practicalities of bringing Krishna consciousness to others. No? You need to feel it, you need to experience Krishna consciousness yourself. And today is the day. And tomorrow is also the day. The day after tomorrow is also the best day. But today is the super best day. It depends, what I want to say with this is, it depends how you use your opportunities. So what we will do is, I will request Gaur Krishna to sing. Ojashvi, we will ask Ojashvi, because you are rarely here, and you can play Madanga maybe. Please set yourself up. Look in this direction, please. I want you to do something. I want to suggest that we all do something. Oh, I was waiting for this for 20 years, this program. Yes. Prabhupada once gave a lecture in London when softly in the beginning, when anyone comes to Radha with the desire to serve Krishna. Are you hearing? I read again. When anyone comes to Radha with the desire to serve Krishna, she immediately goes before Krishna. Radha goes before Krishna and recommends that person. This is Radharani. I may not be a devotee. I may be fallen, but she will recommend. She will say to Krishna, here's a devotee. So instead of offering a flower directly to Krishna, give it to the hands of Sri Radha and say, my dear Radha, Jagan Mata, today is Radhastami. My dear Radha, tell about me to your Krishna. Today is Radhastami, so offer Pushpanjali to Radharani. So what we will do is, I request the men to please move a little bit to the side and to the back. 8 people of you, I suggest, like 4 men, 4 ladies, can come forward, take flowers from the basket, and offer it to Srimati Radharani, and so on. We can, and I want to ask Ojashvi to start now, please. Maybe you can give him this beautiful